Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Benyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Lolita Hanks, a director with Colorado Right to Life, is quoted in the Denver Post today, and she'll be on KHOW Radio in a little bit, and perhaps even call into this program later in this show. We'll see if Lolita can call into this show. She's been talking to the public in Colorado about the dangers of sex outside of marriage. And, of course, our public schools, they're child sex advocates. And if you want your daughter to be used sexually, then the best thing you can do is send her to a public school where that pretty much is pro forma. That's part of the program. Your daughter will be mocked physically, sexually, jokes about her body, requests for sexual favors are part of the curriculum, and then assuming she does go along with the curriculum and the status quo, she very well may become pregnant. Chances are pretty good for that. And the school will be happy to bring her for an abortion and get her ready for the next guy to use her. Welcome to godless education. It's called the public school system. Now, how much do we spend in America per senior? How much do we spend in America per senior, the cost of government benefits? We're going to go to the phones just in less than a minute. Our first call is from, wow, Jason from Europe. That's pretty cool. Jason from Europe. And we can also take your calls at 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. And this is our telethon month. And our goal is $25,000. Yesterday, I told you we were at 3,000. What were we at yesterday? $2,500. And today, we are at $3,500. Today, we are $3,500. So thank you so very much. In fact, we got a large gift from a Barbara in the Denver metro area. Thank you, Barbara, for helping us reach this $3,500 mark. So if you can help either online at kgovkgov.com or by calling us, it's the same number for calling into the radio show, 1-800-8-NYART. That's 1-800-836-9278. Now, how much does our government spend per senior per year? I think you'll be stunned. I think you will absolutely be stunned to hear what the number is. And thanks to the Bush administration, the number has skyrocketed, absolutely skyrocketed. Since back in 2000, you think it was high, huh? Back in 2000? Back in 2000, it was high. I'm not going to tell you yet. I want you to think about it. What do you think our government spends per senior per year as of last year? Okay, let's go to the phones right now. In Europe, Jason, welcome to Bob Benyart Live.
How you doing, Bob?
Real good, sir. What's up? Hey, we don't often get calls from Europe.
Well, I'd like to clarify. This is an American calling from the EU or the EU.
The EU, the European Union. That is EU. You're stuck in the EU.
I sure am, and it's not all that it's cracked up to be, but it, you know, you do what you can. We're trying to witness to the Lord over here, and they really need it over here.
Oh wow! So you said you
that would
and
be me and my wife Nancy.
You and your wife Nancy. All right.
And she's waving at you right now, saying hello.
All right. So you guys are stuck in the EU, but hey, it's fun to be in Europe, though, even though economically and spiritually, it's, you know, it's not all that it's cracked up to be, that it's presented to be.
You know, good hard work for the Lord is very satisfying, and there's a lot of work to do over here. And if you can go see some castles and beautiful history and stuff like that while you're doing it, you know. You can't really complain, can you?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Whoa, I just got an update, Jason. Excuse me one second.
Yeah, go ahead.
With our telethon, I announced that we were at $3,500. We are now at $4,500. That's a $2,000 increase since yesterday, and our goal is $25,000, our Bob and Your Live annual telethon, to keep us on the air, reaching more people on this 50,000-watt AM station. The signal goes all the way to Europe. Wow, Jason, this is some station. I knew it was the most
powerful, huh?
I knew it was the most powerful Christian radio station in America, but I didn't think we'd get across the Atlantic.
Yeah, that's a good bounce, isn't it?
That is a good bounce. But I guess you guys listen, obviously, over the internet.
Yeah, we download your show. The time's a little bit weird over here in my work schedule and stuff like that. So I'm not usually listening to a current show. You know, I download it to an MP3 player, and I'm actually listening probably a couple of years behind you right now.
Oh, my.
But we cruise by the website, and tonight, because, you know, I had an unusual day off, we were listening to your streaming, and something caught my ear. I was just witnessing to actually a guy who just got saved, and we found out that he has a daughter, and we were just talking to him about high school and his daughter and, you know, the scenario that he's going to be sending his daughter into very, very soon, and about how terrible it is. Mm. And, you know, that obviously concerned him, so we're discussing options and what he can do, and all of the issues of, you know, the abuses that little girls suffer in public schools, how basically underage sex is pushed with the schools. You can't get an aspirin for your daughter there if she's got a headache, but, you know,
you can
after
get
all
abortion.
The titillation in the school,
right.
Some guy has his way with her. They're gonna schedule the appointment and take her to an abortion clinic and not even tell you, you know, I'm talking to my friend. And that was very shocking to him. He certainly did not know, definitely wants to address the situation. But where are we here today? Because where I'm living in a place that's very close to something we condemned. We condemned the killing of 6 million people. Mm. But the full force of our government today is advocating and standing behind with the force of law, killing way more people than that.
Way more people through abortion. The killing of unborn children, right?
Absolutely. What's up with that?
Mm-hmm.
And we saw what you guys are doing over with the Collaborators Project.
Yeah.
And I guess I'm not quite updated. Did you guys take that Whites Corporation and say they're permanent collaborators now?
That's right. Will Duffy, founder of the Collaborators Project, did designate them with permanent collaborator status, which means that there are pro-life organizations that have made a commitment to protest whites multiple times per year for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children in the clinic built for that purpose by whites here in Denver. So Whites is a national organization. So, Jason, they've become the centerpiece of the nationwide Collaborators Project.
So they're sponsoring, you might, you know, have the viewpoint that they're really sponsoring you guys being out there with your morning invitationals.
Yeah, you could put it that way. Yeah, they are. They're hosting the National Collaborators Project, Whites is, and the abortion clinic being built for Planned Parenthood in Denver, it already has been dubbed. It has its nickname. It's called Auschwitz. Auschwitz.
That's funny and tragic.
It's funny and tragic, and how fitting. And you know what? I think that it is going to be commonly called Auschwitz. And I think that someday some school child somewhere in America will mispronounce Auschwitz. Mm-hmm. He will actually think it's called Auschwitz. Connecting, and rightly so, connecting America's Holocaust with Germany's Holocaust, and the Whites Company will accomplish just that for us.
So are you guys getting a lot of support there at just that facility, or is the idea to protest? I guess they're like a big conglomerate or something like that.
Yeah,
they
no,
have,
and
I guess,
we are
all
right,
over the place.
Right. No, this is happening around the country. Wherever Weitz is located, there are pro-life protesters conveniently located nearby.
How and, neat.
Yeah. So
is there like a map or something? Like I could talk to my friends back in the States and say, hey, just go to the site and here's a map of what they own and you can protest here.
That's gradually happening. There's a website called theweitzcompany.com, which will be part of the Collaborators Project Network. And that will focus on that. Now, already the Weitz Company has made begun their legal maneuvering to try to take that website away from the Collaborators Project. The website is theweitzcompany.com, and Weitz has made their first moves to try to take that website away. And, of course, Will Duffy will do what he can to fight that and for free speech rights. He is not pretending to be their company. He's not misrepresenting them. He's just laying out on the WhitesCompany.com website that they are collaborators and they build abortion clinics. All right.
Well,
so anything
encouraging
else
to hear that, that's going on.
Yeah,
I don't
it is
know
very
if
encouraging.
Participate that in over here in Europe. I don't know if their reach goes that far, but, realize that there's people over here who are getting saved and learning how God does things and are being taught that they were made in the image of God, which is helping a lot with racism and stuff like that over here.
Yeah,
but also at the same time, when you discuss that concept and extend it to, you know, babies, little babies, how can you kill them? How they're persons too. Mm-hmm. You know, they're persons from the moment that they're created, and it's opening a lot of eyes over here, and people are getting on fire. People are really getting excited over here.
All right. Well, Jason, thank you.
Over here very often, it's a new thought.
Well, you know what? It's a thrill to know that you guys are out there, you and your wife, and thank you so much for being a beachhead for Christianity in that very dark and pagan continent of Europe.
Well, keep leading the way and keep shining all those lights over there for them to look at because, you know, the United States used to be a beacon on the horizon. Our light's gone a little bit down these days, but you guys are pouring some gasoline on that torch right now.
All
it's
right.
Getting a lot brighter these days.
All right. Thank you so much, Jason. May God bless you.
God bless you, Bob.
Appreciate that so much. Wow. And, boy, during that call, what an update. $4,500 for our telethon. And the goal is $25,000, so we're getting close to that 20% mark. And maybe somebody out there can help us hit $5,000 today. We're at $4,500 right now. 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. And if someone purchases some BEL materials, please let us know if you're doing that for the telethon. Because this is a great time to do that. If somebody just goes to our web store and purchases, let's say, a Bible study album, and they want to study the Book of Romans or Predestination and Free Will or the End Times, then that's, you know, just part of the normal day-to-day operations of Bob and Yurt Live. But if somebody is especially trying to support the telethon and they go online or they call us and place an order and they want that to go to the telethon, we'll be happy to apply it in that way. So please either go to our website, kgov.com, or call us at 1-800-8-N-YARDS, 1-800-836-9278. Now, what does the government spend per senior per year? This is shocking. This is absolutely shocking. Now, I think when you read this, I think when you hear this, you're going to have a hard time believing it. That's what I think. And I have a hard time believing it. But this is a major study being reported today by USA Today. And this is the figure. You ready? Oh, and it's up dramatically since the year 2000. And a major reason for that increase is George W. Bush, who is a liberal with socialist tendencies. And, of course, he instituted the senior prescription drug program, spending billions of additional dollars per year. The idea of the liberals was supposedly you redistribute income from the rich to the poor, from those who have to those who have not. But in reality, they just want to redistribute any income. So seniors are generally much better off than, let's say, a family where the husband and wife are 23, 24 years old, and they have one or two kids. Usually seniors are much more well off than young people. Well, we tax those young people, struggling families, and the government spends money on seniors, and this is what it's spending. The cost of government benefits for seniors. Now, this is not exactly what they get in a check, right? This covers all spending on seniors, medical care, actual checks, Social Security checks, prescription drug benefits, and so on. The cost of government benefits for seniors soared to a record $27,300 per senior in 2007. $27,300. That's just startling. That is absolutely startling. That is an increase of 24% above the inflation rate since 2000. So if you go back to the year 2000 and you look at how much is being spent per senior, well, not only did it keep up with inflation, but it advanced 24% ahead of inflation. And so, you know that criminal, what is that criminal organization called? It's the largest criminal organization in America. Oh, yeah, the AARP. That's what it's called. The AARP, they're quoted in this article because, of course, they're partly to blame. Now, the ones mostly to blame are the Republican Party. They're mostly to blame. And the conservative Christians like George W. Bush, who don't care about God's command, do not steal, because do not steal is sufficient to put down any thought of a socialist type program where you take money from some people to give benefits to other people. You could do it with a gun. You could go up to your neighbor with a gun and say, give me your money. Or you could elect Republicans and have them take the money from your neighbor and give it to you. You could do it either way. And I am talking about Republicans because Republicans spend far more. They increase social spending far more than do Democratic administrations since World War II. In over a half century, Republicans are way bigger spenders. And I'm not talking about the military. We need to spend a lot of money on the military, and I'm glad when Republicans spend money on the military. I'm talking about the destructive spending, the social spending that the Republican Party is expert at increasing at a far greater rate than do the Democrats. And so AARP, they're one of the leading culprits in stealing money from their grandkids to give it to themselves. That's what they're doing. You take all their grandkids and they think, well, grandkids, they're so busy, you know, going to the beach or watching football games or just trying to work and pay the rent. They don't have time to be politically organized. So 22-year-olds, they don't have any kind of a national political organization to lobby so that they can get money. They don't have that. You know, they watch MTV and they smoke pot. Well, seniors, they've been around a while. They have the AARP. And the AARP lobbies for the government to get more money for seniors. I've never once seen the AARP say, you know what, we're seniors and our members have a combined, whatever the number would be, how many grandkids would all the members of the AARP have in America if you added them all up? I don't know. How many members are there in the AARP? I don't know the number. I didn't look it up. Is it 30 million? I don't know. So those 30 million, if the average senior has four grandkids, average, my mother has like 94. I don't know how many grandkids my mom has. It's a lot. If the average senior had four grandkids, that'd be 120 grandkids. So have you ever heard the AARP say that our country has such a massive debt, approaching $10 trillion in debt, and our grandkids are going to have to pay this? So while Congress is considering an increase in benefits for seniors, we're asking the government to not give us an increase because we're concerned about our grandkids. When did the AARP say that? They're criminal. They are criminal. Now, it is not criminal to be a part of a government that is immoral. That's not criminal. That's pretty much tragic, and we're stuck operating in the world that we live in. The world is a godless world. And it's not criminal. It's not immoral to pay taxes to an evil government. That's not immoral. When Jesus was here on earth, the Roman Empire was a godless, actually a pagan, murderous, occupying force. And yet it's not immoral, it's not fundamentally immoral to pay taxes unless the government were righteous. Because in reality, the government is virtually never righteous in the history of the world. And the government does have valid reasons to tax people for infrastructure like roads and bridges, and for criminal justice in the military. Minimal and well-defined functions that the government should be performing. But our government goes far beyond what God has authorized to be the just function of government, and so it does a little of everything. Well, actually, it does a lot of everything. And one of the things it does is education. So it provides godless education where your daughter can go to public school and be intensely sexualized at a young age. And if that's your goal, if your goal is, you know, when girls start servicing the boys around them and somewhat indiscriminately, our culture has a way of looking at those girls. And we tend to call them, think of them as tramps or sluts. And in a sad way, that's good to think of those girls like that because it's a deterrent. It's peer pressure so that other girls, so that your daughter won't become a tramp, won't become a slut because she doesn't want that kind of reputation. But our public schools have done everything they could possibly do to remove any stigma for girls becoming tramps and sluts. So, of course, I don't know all the men in this audience or all the women, the parents, but if your goal for your daughter is that she would become a slut, if that's your goal, then please consider your local public school. And even though you know that the public schools are so bad, please believe the lie that your school is different, that your school is different and that your school is good. In fact, there was a Christian teacher in fourth grade math. And so that's a good reason for you to send your daughter to that school. And if you want her to be a tramp, then please consider your local public school. Please consider that. But our government has a role, a function that God has given it. And part of that role is not to raise children. And to the extent that the federal government or that the government takes on responsibilities that belong to parents, to that same extent, those parents will abdicate those responsibilities. So the public school system, they used to lament that parents were uninvolved in their kids' education. That was the complaint for like 30 years. But they don't make that complaint any longer because the whole school system has become so perverse, they don't want the parents involved in the kids' education. They don't want it. They want to minimize the times when the parents actually come to the school. After all, they might see their daughter feigning sex with her boyfriend on the floor of the hallway just down from the principal's office. So they really would prefer that you not come to the public school, unlike 30 years ago when they were really urging parents to be there, middle school and high school and so on. So you have people who don't understand that God is the one who instituted family, church, and government and gave each domain or area of responsibility. They don't understand that. And so the government will take as much money as it can get from every area and spend it on basically godless programs. And George W. Bush has been a major accomplice in that. And here, where young people are struggling, 22-year-old granddaughter married to her 24-year-old husband, and they have one or two kids, and they both work, and the taxes that are taken out of their checks are horrendous, and our government spends $27,300 per senior, with the George W. Bush Medicaid prescription socialist drug program responsible for a major chunk of the growth in spending since the year 2000. That's George W. Bush. And so the legislative policy director of the AARP, David Sertner, he says, seniors should not be blamed for the growing cost of government retirement programs. How's that? He says, seniors should not be blamed for the growing cost of government retirement programs. No, of course not. Blame their grandkids. I think we should blame the grandkids for the growing cost. Let's do that. We have a health care crisis, he said. We do not have an entitlement crisis, says the AARP. So when have they ever gone to the government and said, please don't pass an increase in benefits to seniors because we are concerned for our grandkids? You know when they've done that? Never. You know why they've never done that? Because they're thieves. And thieves don't really care if they're robbing their own family. They don't care. And God's command, do not steal. God's command, do not steal. It proves that socialism is wrong and socialist programs are wrong. Hey, we're almost out of time. My brother Brian is here in Colorado, and he is a contractor. He's been doing home remodeling, major, minor projects for almost 30 years, and he's really good at what he does. And I want to encourage you. His name is Brian Enyart, and he's moved here. He and his wife, Jennifer, live here in Colorado, and it's partly because of the ministry of Bob Enyart Live and joining the effort of American Right to Life. So if you're interested in calling my brother to consider, to get a bid on some work for, on your home, his number is, do I give this number out? 973-809-6208. Jot that down. You'll get right to him. 973-809-6208. Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school. KGov.com.